We got a bit of good news in what's looking like a bleak week. Jason Tatum's award and trying to fix the NBA's COVID situation on a Tuesday Locked On Celtics. Mills, let's go. Rainy J's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This is the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly. Hi there, and welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening to this show, downloading it Monday through Friday. If you're a new listener, that's the deal. So subscribe. You're going to get the show daily Monday through Friday directly to your device. I'm John Corrales. I cover the Boston Celtics. I host this podcast, and I'm the author of the new book, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, which is now available at online booksellers everywhere. Today in this program, in the first segment, I will talk about two little bits of good news before we get into the rest, including Jason Tatum winning Player of the Week. Huzzah! Segments two and three, let's try to fix things. Okay, we know that the league's not stopping. I can sit here and cry about it. I can sit here and yell that it's supposed to stop. They're not going to. But in segments two and three, I'll look at some of the things that we know and maybe some things that can be changed so we can get basketball and everything will be good and guys will be healthy and we don't have to worry about a worst case scenario. That's coming up in the next two segments. So let's get this out of the way. Philadelphia lost on Monday night to the Atlanta Hawks, which means after 10 games, the Boston Celtics are first in the Eastern Conference. How about that? So the Boston Celtics at 7-3 are the first place team in the East. So everything that we were complaining about is over. Forget it. It's fixed. They've got a 4-game winning streak, which has not been broken because their last two games, really, the game against Miami got postponed, and tonight's game against Chicago has been postponed. So right now, the winning streak stands at 4. Boston's in first place. They have a point differential of 1.8, which is, 6th in the East, but still a plus. And so, you know, it's fun. Doesn't matter, no, but, you know, it's just a nice thing to just enjoy in this little bleak time. Another thing to enjoy, Jason Tatum, Player of the Week, averaged 33 points on 52.2% shooting, 52% from three over that 3-game stretch against Toronto, Miami, and Washington, 5.3 rebounds, 2.7 assists, and at least 25 points and 5 rebounds in each of those 3 games, which is the longest, tying his previous longest streak for such a performance. And so congratulations to Jason Tatum for getting this award for the second time in his career. That's a nice thing. Let's pause and celebrate this fun little moment because, as we know, Celtics Bulls postponed. Mark Murphy of the Herald says, a source says that an 8th Celtics has gone into health and safety protocols, thus forcing the postponement of their game in Chicago. So, 8 guys now in the health and safety protocol, plus Kemba Walker and Romeo Langford, also on the injury report and out, obviously. That's 10 guys unavailable out of 17. And 7 guys is not enough to field a team. So here we are. Boston Celtics now, Miami game postponed, Chicago game postponed. If this eighth Celtic is in the contact tracing. When are the Celtics going to actually play again? They can't practice. They can't play. These guys all have to quarantine. I don't know who the eighth Celtic is, but we're running out of names here. And the Wednesday game against Orlando, is that going to get played? The Friday game against Orlando, is that going to get played? What's going to happen here? Where do all of these games get made up? This is part of why I'm losing my mind over the NBA. And people will say, I've listened to so many different podcasts to get these different perspectives from different teams and different people in the league. And then people are like, yeah, there's 20 teams that basically aren't affected by this. Like, okay, but why put them at risk? Why put them at risk? This is why I say we got to learn the lesson from the country that wasn't learned. That before it gets out of control, you control it. And the answer is simple. Shut it down. Shut it down. 2 weeks, shut it down. Don't make that same mistake again. The United States of America had an opportunity very early in 2020 to make the right call to shut everything down, tell everybody you're taking a 2 week vacation, and try to control this outbreak. They let it go, and now here we are. Because the two week or 3 week, whatever it would have been on a scale as grand as the United States, that would have been, from what I understand, enough to get things under control and get people to understand what's going on. And instead, you let it spread to a point where now you can't. Now you are forced to say, well, yeah, you can't shut everything down again for as long as you need to shut it down. You can't crush the economy and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, yeah, now we're there. In the NBA, I don't want it to get to that same thing where everybody has it. And these guys are all young and in the best shape of their lives and blah, blah, blah. You don't know which one of these guys has an underlying heart condition that has been undiagnosed. That is something that has happened to basketball players all over the place. And you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't want to put yourself at risk. And more importantly, you don't want to put these people's families at risk. I can't stand it. I can't. However, here we are. Here we are. The NBA is pressing forward. They have said they're not going to pause. So what choice do I have but to, you know, I can reiterate my point every once in a while, but there's nothing that's going to do. It's not going to do a damn thing. So I will come back to look at what I know of some of these NBA protocols and some of how the things are going in the NBA and say, all right, let's try to do this the right way with the parameters that exist. So I'm going to start that process next. Now, I don't know how gamblers are handling this, because you want to lay money down in a game that's postponed. Obviously, you're going to get that money back, but there are other games out there that are going to be impacted by COVID. So you really want to be careful. And you want to listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling, handicapper of Paramount Sports. They're going to keep you posted on all of the ancillary stuff. They're really going to dig deep to give you their locks. They have a great segment called WTF, Wrong Team Favored. It's a fun show. It's a quick show, 15 to 20 minutes. You're going to get everything that you need to know. And it's brought to you by betonline.ag. And you can go to betonline.ag to sign up for a free account, get your 50% welcome bonus. Whatever you deposit, 50% additional goes into your account. So it's like winning right away. It's the only place that's got you covered, and it's the one place that we trust here. gamble responsibly if you're going to do so, but if you're going to do so, do it at betonline.ag. Obviously, by the time this podcast is recorded and posted, the college football national championship will have been done, but I hope you won a couple bucks on that. There's still NFL playoffs if you haven't. There's still a ton of NBA somewhere, somehow being played. So go to betonline.ag, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get into the action with that promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. So the NBA says, we're not going to pause. We're not going to take a break. We're going to go through this. We're going to make this work. We hope that as we get further away from the holidays, that the positive tests will subside and that their health and safety protocols will win out. It's certainly possible. I can't sit here and say for sure it's not going to be possible. I don't know. I know how it feels. It feels horrible, but whatever. They're going to say you can't catch it by playing basketball against one another. You can catch it in certain situations, and we're going to try to prevent these situations. Okay? They're not going to jump the line for the vaccine, which is understandable. You don't want NBA players getting vaccinated because a multi-billion dollar company decides that they don't want to lose some of that money. And sorry, grandma, you can't get your vaccine. That's not going to happen, and nor should it. However, they're going to press forward. They're going to find a way to play. And so we have to sit here and say, all right, are these protocols enough? Because we're seeing with this explosion, it's a full-on outbreak in the Boston Celtics. We're seeing that it does not seem to be enough. Now, I know that Jason Tatum is reportedly tested positive. I don't know if anybody else has tested positive other than Robert Williams is on that list too. So Tatum and Robert Williams and other people are being quarantined for contact tracing. Are any of those guys returning positive tests? I have no clue. The league is not telling us anything. The league, when they put somebody in health and safety protocols, you have to guess. Oh, he's out for 7 days. That's probably contact tracing. 10 to 14, that might be a positive test. So, what can we do to fix this? What can we do to fix where the NBA, what are their weak spots? So, I try to come up with some ideas. Is it feasible to ask a guy when he comes off the sidelines, when he's subbed out of a game, instead of walking past players and walking past the scorer's table and all of that, have him exit another way. Give him another way. On the other side of the court, just walk around. Sorry, you got to walk an extra half rotation around the court. Once he gets off the court, have somebody from the NBA, have somebody from the team there. Here's your mask. Here's your towel. Here are your warm-ups. Put the mask on and then go sit down. No risks. Like, minimize the risk. Is that too much? Does that do anything? I feel like a guy sitting on the bench, walking next to a bench, and sitting there and talking to somebody increases the risk of transmission. If you're sitting there on the bench talking to somebody, you're looking at that person, you're exchanging. If you're saying that there it's not possible to pass it during play somehow, I still don't understand that, but if that's actually true, okay. But two people sitting there, not talking, talking to each other on the bench without masks, is that a risk? Feels like a risk. So, mask up off the court. Here's something. This is why Grant Williams and Tristan Thompson were in the contact tracing protocol and why Carson Edwards was originally questionable but then cleared. Thompson, Grant, Carson Edwards, and Robert Williams, who tested positive, it later was found out, they all shared a car. So, I don't know, ride home, something, whatever. They were all in a car together. Carson Edwards was the only one in a mask, so he's cleared. Robert Williams tests positive. Grant and Thompson are now in the protocol. Do they test positive? I don't know. Why put that risk? You've got to be in a mask. No matter who you're with, no matter what, you got to be in that mask. How about no sharing cars at all? Sorry. You each got to take your own cars. But if you're going to do it, you got to be in a mask. But there's got to be some sort of protocol. There's got to be some sort of specifically spelled out thing. I hate to say it, but everything has to be spelled out in great detail. Nothing has to be left to interpretation here. You take every single step that that player takes from morning until night. This is the deal. Do you want your money? Do we want a season? Well, then we've got to come to some sort of agreement here that regiments the entire day. Because when you don't, you get this. And I don't know everything that a player goes through every moment of the day, so I can't come up with thoughts. But tell you one thing, sharing a car with people, that's got to be like documented mask wearing or take your own damn car. I hate to say this. Like, I feel dumb doing this show. I feel dumb trying to come up with these ideas and try to come up with something that the league, like, that we can talk about that maybe somehow does this spark some sort of idea that actually makes sense? I don't know if this makes sense. What the hell do I know? But I'm trying here because what the league is doing clearly isn't working. These outbreaks are happening. I have some other thoughts. I'm gonna do them in a minute. I'm gonna tell you in a minute. But I couldn't believe this when I heard this all day Monday. I heard it three separate times that when a player goes on the road, he can have a couple of guests who live in that city, and they just come over. I don't understand. I'll talk about that more next. When it comes to getting something for your car, there's only one place to go, and it's rockauto.com. Why are you going to go to one of those chain stores at a strip mall that only has limited shelf space, that only carries a few things, and you're going to have to sit there and tell that person every detail about your car that you can simply enter into rockauto.com yourself and just get it delivered to your house? It's very simple to do. You're not wasting a trip. You're not putting yourself at risk by going into yet another enclosed area to talk to somebody about something you need for your car. Go to rockauto.com. Save yourself 30%, 50%, maybe even 100% for the exact same parts that you can find at some chain store or even worse, a dealership. Save that money. Use that money for rent or a mortgage or whatever food that you need at this crazy time. So don't go to a place like a chain store that has different price tiers for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. That makes no sense. And it doesn't matter your level of expertise. You could be somebody like me. When I need wipers, I'm going to go to rockauto.com. When I need new floor mats because every winter I ruin the floor mats with all the crazy snow and ice and all that stuff, you want to get some new ones or maybe some of those heavy-duty ones, rockauto.com. Go ahead and check it out. See all the parts that are available for your car or truck, and make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. It's super, super important that you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box because that's how they know we sent you. It's an amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. We're still a few months away from March Madness, but the future of the NBA is on display right now. So get a head start on next year's draft analysis by subscribing to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast. Draft guru Chad Ford has his first Big Board of the Year out with profiles of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, Evan Mobley, and a whole lot more. So subscribe to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, back to this thought experiment on what the NBA can do to kind of get this under control. If you're not going to pause the season, if you're not going to take other steps, then you got to figure something else out. So one thing that came up, Jason Tatum, Bradley Beal. Now, Bradley Beal was cleared, but they had that conversation after the game. That is out. No meetings with your buddies when they come to town. Like, I'm sorry. You're rich. You're going to find a way after everything is over to go hang out with your buddies in your hometown or wherever they live. I know it's nice when they come to town. You want to hang out with your best friends and have your dinners and all that stuff. Sorry. No more. Can't. You can't. Because when you get together with your buddies and you know, even if you say, you know, he's going to come over, and there's no way to police that. Well, you're not going to surveil these guys. But when you get together and you're overly comfortable, you let your guard down, and that's how things happen. Got to minimize this risk. So wait until the vaccine is fully available for everybody. Get vaccinated. Then, you know, then you can go do whatever. But right now, just cool it. When your buddy comes to town, when your friend comes to town on another team, can't do that. There's got to be some level of that. Even if restaurants are open, you can't put yourself at risk. You know, and I'm sure some of you are listening and be like, well, that's stupid. But look at this. Half the team, 8 guys are out with this. And who knows how this is being spread. Road guests. This is the one I was talking about before. Did you know that these guys can go wherever city you go into, you can get 2 guests that are friends of yours. They're supposed to be close friends that live in the city and they come up and hang out with you. That's nice. You're on the road. You want to see your friends. There's no pre-approval process. There's no testing process. There's just 2 people that you know that are going to come over. You have no clue what these people have been doing all this time. And now they're going to be in your room, at your hotel. You got masks on. Come on. And that's setting aside some very obvious potential for not exactly friends. We'll call them new acquaintances that these guys meet in every city. Good for them. Congratulations. Have your fun under normal circumstances. Whatever. Whatever 2 consenting adults do, you do. But not in this situation. God, I hate saying that, but like pre-approved guests. It's very simple. You know you're going into a city. Assuming Chicago was still an option. You're going into Chicago. You know you're going in that day. You can set up whatever you want to set up. That's fine. Pre-approved. That person has to prove that the test is negative. So a little bit more planning involved. I'm not trying to take away all your fun. But you got to have some level of approval process. Even if it's 2 of your friends that you haven't seen in years. Oh, man. You're going to be in Chicago? Oh, my God. Well, here's my list of people that are coming in. And they've got to present a clean test from that day. Players got to pay for it. Whatever. If you want to have a visitor, you got to pay for that person to have a COVID test. You can do it. You can still do it. But you got to have this extra step. You have to. And no restaurants. Like, restaurants, you look around, like, you walk past some of these restaurants, they're packed. How are people in packed restaurants? You say, well, yeah, I took my mask off, but I'm just eating. But yeah, everybody's now talking. It's just a regular old day at a restaurant. I don't understand. I don't understand why everybody's let their guard down so much. So no restaurants for you guys. Delivery only. Pick your favorite restaurant. Get it delivered. Sorry, sacrifices have to be made. Now, people talk about expanding rosters. That's not a solution to anything. That doesn't fix the problem. It allows a game to be played, but that's all it does. If the Celtics get six randos from the G League or from wherever, sign me and five of you up to go play, okay, fine, then you can field a team and a game is going to be played, but that doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't change anything. All it does is allows for a game to be played, and it doesn't, like, again, it puts teams in an unfair situation. Boston, Philly, Miami, Dallas now. These teams that are decimated by this. So, okay, yeah, you still got to play. Here's your pool of players that are all also being tested. Here you go. Now you can go play your game. Okay. First of all, that doesn't even fix that whole problem, because if Boston lands in Chicago and let's say they showed up, forget the actual circumstances. Let's say Boston goes to Chicago and they had 12 available players. And then you get to Chicago, you're tested every day, you land, all of a sudden these guys are all tested and uh-oh. We had 12 players that were available. Nope, now you got 7. 5 guys. One guy tested positive, and 4 guys were all in the same car, contact tracing, they're all out. Well, what good does that pool of expanded roster players do? Are you just going to travel with 25 guys? No. You're just going to sign 5 more guys to just have on your roster and just travel with them to add more players to the bus, to add more players to the team, to add more players to everything? No. Where's that pool coming from? How's this going to work? I think you can tell from the entire tone of this half hour or so that I don't like any of this. I don't like a damn thing about this. I didn't like it from the beginning, but there's a lot of money at stake. And everybody was like, yeah, sure, we'll give it a roll. We'll give it a whirl. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the league can do. I don't know if it's too late. I don't know if the league has just made its decision and it's just too late. And this is like a fire where you just pull all the firefighters out and you say, all right, we're just gonna pour some water on it and try to make sure it doesn't spread too badly, but it's just going to burn itself out. And whatever happens, happens. I don't know. My main concern is that I don't want somebody connected to these players. First and foremost, I don't want anybody connected to these players to catch this and suffer. Whether it's through a long protracted battle that they survive or worse. I don't want something that the NBA has sanctioned to now travel into the families of all of these people and have a long-term impact on these families. That is just horrible. And I don't want it. And the NBA should make damn sure that that doesn't happen. So you're not going to pause. You're not going to jump the line for vaccines. You're just going to try and hope that this all works out. This is like that really rough turbulence. And you're wondering like, jeez, what do we do here? Do we land this plane? Do we do an emergency landing or do we plow through it? I'm team emergency landing. They want to plow through it. Now we got to figure out, does this plane get to where it's supposed to go or not? I just don't want an entertainment product to end up hurting somebody. It may not. I might just be worried for nothing. Maybe. But right now, geez, in the middle of everything, watching these games get postponed, watching these positive tests roll in, we'll see what the league does. But those are my thoughts. I hope you've enjoyed it enough to subscribe. You can hit me up, RedsArmy_John on Twitter. Talk to me about it. See what we can come up with. Or I'm sure that there are a few of you who just maybe want to yell at me and be like, what are you so worried about? Don't worry about a thing. Okay. That's your thought. I'll disagree with you. Whatever. Regular listeners, 5-star rating would be awesome. A good written review would be amazing. It's all very helpful. Thank you. All of those have already made this show the number one Boston Celtics podcast in the world. So I really do appreciate that. Sharing the podcast is the best. Make sure you spread the word and tell everybody that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.